I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
High noon-ish. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. I'll reiterate, I thought that kick had no chance last night. Like, zero chance whatsoever. 52 yards with this kid?
I'm like, oh boy.
I'm like, here we go. Overtime, as you pointed out earlier, Keefe, at best, like, there's a chance.
All Josh Allen needs is, like, one dart, and then you're down there. And then Matt Prater comes out, who's good from, like, 70.
One dart, and Prater kicks a 60-yard field goal, and you wind up losing.
You're like, well, that was fast.
Those are the stakes there. And the kid?
Nailed it.
Drilled it, yeah, which I didn't see that at all.
And like, you meant no chance, like walking out there, because the second he hit it, you're like, oh, that's good.
Oh no, it was right down the middle.
The second he hit it, you're like, oh, that's good.
I mean, when they're setting him up and he's walking onto the field, I'm like, not a chance this kid's hitting this. And he drilled it.
They needed a few more yards. You're like, no, they didn't. And so that's massive.
It was.
Obviously it's a Drake May day. It's a Steph Diggs revenge game. But like, lost in it is your rookie kicker in week 5. Hitting a kick, it takes some guys years to even have an opportunity like that, let alone make it. Like, that's awesome for his confidence going forward.
It is. And so, score one for Vrabel and his football ops, you know, whoever that is. Cowden, Stretch.
Stretch, yeah.
You know, maybe Elliott Wolf, probably not. So, you know, score one for those guys because...
No, I don't think he had.
I don't think so either.
That,
no. They stood by that kicker, which we were all kicking and screaming about.
Yep.
No pun intended, week 1. So, good job by him. Meanwhile, it did really truly feel like a Drake May statement game. Keith.
Holy smokes. Some of the plays that he made. And what a weird game, too. I don't even know if we started this. We were just so excited about the win. The start to this game was something like I'd never seen before. It went punt, fumble, fumble, punt, punt, fumble. And in that span, it was like a total of like 50 yards for both teams combined. There was like no offense. Nobody could hold on to the ball. There was nothing going on. Halftime, it's 6-3.
Yeah.
The over-under was like 49, and it was 6-3 at halftime. I'm like, what even is this?
Well, my big takeaway at half, and not, sorry to jump in, but I'm like, the Patriots left way too many points out there.
And they even kicked the field goal, which I think was the right call. They needed points.
You know what? We haven't even talked about this,
no,
but you're right. So I liked when there were 4 seconds left that they ran a play.
Same.
Our guy, Hunter Henry, maybe reel that one in.
Kind of put it on him quick.
He did.
I'm not making excuses for Hunter, but Milano got like just enough on him. Then the ball like hit him in the hand. Like, that was tough.
But once that play didn't work, I had no problem with kicking the field.
No, I wanted points. And also at that point, what am I going to hand the ball to Ramondre?
Right.
No.
So I probably would have done what Collinsworth was saying, which is try to sneak it in. And then if you don't get it, quick timeout.
Yeah, yeah.
Assuming you could do all that quick enough. But I, when they
but
were forced.
Locked out because if that play takes one more second,
yeah,
that's it.
You know Hockley wants to get in the middle of it and like
just,
you know,
it away
and blow the whistle and make the game about himself. And so they were fortunate there. I didn't mind running a play with 4 seconds. You had to do it quick. They did. Once they didn't get it, I would have kicked the field goal. But just again, to go back to it, Farmer recovers the Allen fumble on like the, was that supposed to be a handoff to Kincaid, or did Kincaid get in the way and he was going to hand it to Cook? I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
But Allen has the fumble. You take over
speaking of Farmer.
The Buffalo 47. Oh, yeah, he was between him.
They had two dumbass plays on defense.
I think they had three.
Or maybe three.
Brandon Schooler,
Oh, right.
They had Durden and Farmer on that same drive.
I was like, what are you guys doing?
Which was, I never even heard of Durden. Is that the guy from Fight Club?
I'm like, dude, yeah, Tyler Durden.
I was like, where did he come from?
We're all Tyler Durden. Yeah. If we don't know who you are, you can't have a 15-yard penalty.
Seriously.
You cannot do it.
Was Gibbons on that same drive, too, or was that later?
Ooh, Gibbons had a bad one?
Pass interference.
Where he shoved Cook out of bounds, that one?
Oh,
yeah,
maybe.
That wiped away an interception, yeah.
Yeah.
That was on the game-tying field goal drive.
Yeah, they still had 8 accepted penalties for 93 yards.
Yeah, Hawkins had an interception wiped off. That was on the field goal drive. Yeah, no, they started piling up penalties at the end of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Farmer falls on that.
Mm-hmm.
We take over the Buffalo 47. Ramondre, next play, fumbles it right back. so then you go back and forth. They get another fumble. Hawkins recovers on the one. This is the one that I thought Gonzalez kind of went after wishy-washy.
Yep.
Take over the Buffalo 11, you only get 3 points. And so the big takeaway for me coming out at halftime, getting ready for the second half, Bills get the ball, and they march right down the field. 10 plays, 71 yards. They take the lead. I'm like, the Patriots had a chance to step on their throats, and they got 3 points off those 2 turnovers. That wasn't enough.
Yeah, but it was just sort of like a boxing match where like both teams are kind of like feeling each other out. They weren't really able to do much. I mean, nothing on the scoreboard. Now, part of that is guys on both teams dropping the ball, but there really wasn't much going on. But then when you needed it, Drake May was able to come up with it. And some of it was definitely like off script, like trying to, you know, figure out plays on the fly. And Steph Diggs and he have great chemistry. We mentioned after the first week, 2 weeks of the season, Drake May, Pop Douglas just don't have it. Like they don't have it. Like one guy's running one way, one guy's throwing it the other. Like they just, for whatever reason, don't have it. He and Steph Diggs, who he hasn't even known as long, they do have a connection. And last night you saw it. Diggs only played 30 plays, which was half of the offensive snaps.
You said that. That's still stat. I didn't realize it was that low.
That's because when he's out there, they throw him the ball. Meanwhile, other guys like Mac Hollins are out there more, but they don't throw to Mac Hollins. You don't even really notice when he's out there on a running play or on a play. Maybe they throw it to a tight end or whatever else, but he had targeted 12 times. He was out there for 30 plays.
I feel like the 12 was not enough.
I agree. They definitely could have gone to him more.
I would have thrown. There was a point in the game where I'm like, I only want Drake May rolling out and potentially running or throwing to Diggs. That's all I want.
First play of the game was awesome because you saw what kind of gas was in Steph Diggs for the night. You're like, oh, he is super motivated for this.
Great play.
Made a guy miss.
He had a cut we haven't seen in a Patriots uniform
on the
very first catch. And then he did it like 18 different times last night.
It was like 6 years ago since there was good wide receiver play from the Patriots. His name was Julian Edelman. It's been a long time since then. And back-to-back weeks now, Steph Diggs over 100 yards. And some of the plays he made last night, no other receiver on the team would have made. I mean, the one that we keep going back to where he does like a little bit of a double move, realizes Drake May still has the ball, and then goes running towards the sideline. Perfect throw by Drake May and a really difficult catch. And to stay in bounds, like all part of it, from Steph Diggs. So I think now Drake May's confidence is growing because he knows he's got a guy like that he can rely on. So much of it was outside the pocket, too, for Drake May, where when we talk about him running.
Darts and scampers. Keith.
Darts and scampers, or as Wiggy texted me, dampers. Just add the two together.
Oh, Wiggy wants to call them
dampers.
Dampers now.
Yeah, dampers. Because you only
you don't want to call it a damper.
I know. We got to. Well,
that's a downer.
Yeah, it's true. But he had 3, like, carries in the game.
Uh-huh.
So when I say, like, scampers, I don't always mean, like, tuck the ball and run it for 20 yards. But I mean get outside the pocket and kind of get something, the old backyard football thing. Like, let him do that. First play of the game was that. You know, and Tirico and Collinsworth were all over that. They're like, Sunday night football, hostile environment, and you get the guy, like, booting to the left and then throwing a quick dart to Steph Diggs. So, no, it was an awesome game. A little bit of a slower start, right, to really get going. But then when you needed it, he made big plays. And tie game, late fourth quarter, he gets him into field goal range. So, like, you really couldn't have asked for much more out of Drake May.
Well, and I like the attitude from Vrabel and May after the game. They were both like, well, guys, I know it wasn't a great first half. That was the gist of the questioning after the game was what kind of halftime adjustments were there to both Vrabel and May. And they're like, well, we were beating arguably the best team in football at their place on national TV. Like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
so go out there and you know, keep playing. You can weigh in all day long, 617-779-7937. Speaking of Vrabel, here he was last night on the connection between Stephon Diggs and Drake May.
Well, I just, one, I'm proud of both of them. You know, being able to emotionally come back here for Steph and be into this thing all week. You're a really good leader for us. Stack a couple really good games together. There's a lot of trust. And again, we're going to move the ball around, right? We're going to move the ball. Everybody helped us again tonight. And I think just a really gutty performance from Drake. Really just continue to enjoy watching him grow and lead this football team. And, you know, it was good for us to again, we'd love to have a win by two scores, but being able to come back and execute in a critical situation, take the clock down, you know, and win it on our terms.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Okay.
Yeah.
You highlighted the two-score thing where he's like, hey, we wish we won going away. But it was a gutty performance. And I think even though in real time it wasn't necessarily comfortable, you get more out of a game like that where he executes on the road, hostile environment, prime time, formerly undefeated team on the other side. And now in the huddle, people can look at him and go, we know Drake can do it. We didn't know if he could do it. He had never done it.
Yeah, I think it's far more valuable long term than just winning by two scores. Like, say it's a game where the Bills don't have it. You turn over Allen a couple times. The defense is good. Because eventually you are going to have to win a close game and a close game on the road. And whether it happens to be in Buffalo or in Kansas City or wherever it might be, like, you're going to need to do that. And now you have something to fall back on. Like, I loved the Panther game, too. You blew out the Panthers and, like, see you later. And you have a lot of bad teams on the schedule, so there might be a few more blowouts along the way. But if you get into the playoffs, and I think they do, but let's see, long season. If they get in and they're even, like, at Pittsburgh, team I don't love, but let's say they're at Pittsburgh and it's close late, well, you can still – now you have this experience of actually doing it against a good team.
And just speaking about Pittsburgh, he had a chance to do it against Pittsburgh and didn't. Yeah. So now he's done it. Text line 617-779-7937. Instead of dampers, Keith, how about skarts?
Skarts?
Yeah. Darts and scampers.
Okay.
Skarts.
Skarts.
That's more scampers and darts, I guess.
Scampers and darts.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah, we're all around.
Watch your profanity.
Yeah, you know, we're all around.
Watch
it.
Your profanity.
A couple of numbers here on Drake May, and then we'll hear from Drake after the game. This is Boston Sports
Nymph.
Nymph?
Yeah, Nymph.
Now on Twitter, it's easy to remember, at JSGIII22661.
Okay. You got in on the ground floor of that.
Drake May. Players in NFL history with four or more consecutive games in a single season with Keith. 200 or more passing yards. Okay. 73 or greater completion percentage. Okay. 100 or greater passer rating. The list is two players long. Drake May, Tom Brady. That's it.
Wow.
200 yards, 73%, 100 passer rating, four consecutive games. Boom. That's the list. Both Patriots quarterbacks.
Love that. 73% is an odd number. No. Also, they didn't say anything about touchdowns because he didn't throw any. But
very arbitrary, but that's the list. That's the list.
Any Tom Brady stat that is just you and Tom Brady, I would take.
Drake May, first half, 9-16, 89 yards. Second half, 13 out of 14, 184. He led three scoring drives, two touchdowns, and the go-ahead field goal drive. So Drake May locked in in the second half, like many of our guests today. I think Hunter Henry said this. I know Christian Ellis said this.
Definitely.
But it was a fun game out there for Drake May.
Yeah. Just good thanks to good Lord, man. That was fun. That was a tough one. I took everybody in that locker room, and the guys came out, and we battled. Didn't play the best in the first half. The defense helped us out. And we came back offensively and got some things going. And two-man drive at the end, just go down and win it. That's what you want.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank the good Lord. It was a fun one out there.
That was a fun one.
So
you got the result you wanted.
I wonder if we have to start looking at the Patriots any differently and raise our expectations. I know when I asked you this earlier, Keith, you said, well, I already had high expectations.
I did. High.
But neither of us had them beating the Bills, so do we have to revise upwards?
Well, I also didn't have them losing to the Raiders, and I know it's sort of it's a week-to-week thing, and I've just been kind of wrong at predicting which games they wouldn't lose, but I did think they'd be 3-2. And so beating the Bills is great, and that is more of a signature win. Like, if this was college football, it'd be like a weighted win where you're like, oh, that moves you up the power rankings. But I already went in pretty high, so I don't want to go – I'm not going to be like, oh, here comes 12 wins. Like, I think 10 wins, I just feel even more confident about it than I did at the beginning of the year. And when you factor in Cincinnati not having Joe Burrow and the Ravens' defense being a historically bad defense
– on pace for the most points allowed in NFL history. So that's the Ravens' defense.
Those are two playoff teams I thought of. Not that I thought these were playoff teams, but I didn't know the Jets and the Dolphins were going to be two of the worst teams in all of football.
Right.
So when you factor all that in, now it's like, all right, now you're going to have to make the playoffs. Like, I'm not saying you go crazy and you advance really far, but I think now the expectation where at the beginning of the year, I think, you know, according to Vegas, there was a better chance they miss than they make. I think you have to revise that. I think they better be a playoff team now.
Next Duck four boats for the Pats at New Orleans, 1-4.
Yeah, the trash.
At Tennessee, 1-4. Home against Cleveland, 1-4. Atlanta coming off a bye week now at 2-2. That's the next month for the Pats. So I think if you want to revise upwards, go right ahead. Dylan is in Boston. Hello, Dylan.
Hello, Dylan.
Hey, guys. Hope all is well. Wanted to call in because last night I'm watching the game. I'm not an expert. I'm just an average Joe who likes football. But it seemed like a lot of those plays were that May-Diggs combination. Plays blew up. May scrambles, finds Diggs. Have you guys been, I wanted to hear your guys' opinion, a bit disappointed in the play calling by Josh McDaniels? I haven't seen the excitement. A lot of screens, runs, Mermandre fumbling every time he runs. Do you think McDaniels at all is holding back Drake May?
So, no. So I thought this call was actually coming at it from the opposite end. I think McDaniels has been fine.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about how he's brought along Drake May in year two compared to how they were bringing him along in year one, I think that's fine. I just thought it was odd, some of the reaction on Twitter last night. You can tell who's in the McDaniels mafia and who isn't.
And that part's annoying.
They're like, oh, Lou Riddick on Twitter last night, like leading the McDaniels mafia.
Yeah.
Boy, that Josh McDaniels is a pretty good play caller. I'm like, what plays is he calling? Drake May's rolling out.
Steph Diggs, is that the route that he was supposed to run on that?
Pulling plays out of his ass. Stephon Diggs is hanging out of bounds by 3 feet, catching the ball out of bounds.
Just like he drew it up.
So my takeaway last night wasn't what a game by McDaniels.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go where the caller is either and say McDaniels is holding him back. I mean, that's way too harsh.
No. It's probably somewhere in the middle. Like, I think he's been good. Like, I think you know, because some of the Stevenson stuff is not his fault, right? Like, I think Vrabel's the one that's like, hey, stick with him. And then some of those plays, I mean, that's three big turnovers right there. So maybe it's a little bit different. But is Drake May playing a lot better than he was a year ago? Is Arrow up on Drake May? Yes. So I think the offensive coordinator is going to have to get some of that credit. Also, Steph Diggs, you know, it's funny. Only, you know, early in the season, one game can dramatically change what you're projected for.
Oh.
So after like two games, he was projected for like 650 yards. Do you know what it is now after last night?
1,200.
Yeah, over 1,200. Really? Like 99 catches, 1,200 yards.
Wow.
Which, I mean, but five games, like, that's a third of the season.
Well, and he's looked, look, week one, I actually thought, like, if you asked me the second the game ended against the Raiders, I would have been like, eh. Then we took a step back.
He had some good catches.
We took a step back, and you're like, that's actually pretty decent production.
Right.
The next 2 weeks were worthless. These last 2 weeks have been awesome.
So they've been a treat.
And last night was incredible.
So with all that, like, some of the new guys, everything else, I would say McDaniels has been good. And you're right. Like, there are certain people, and I'm not going to blame McDaniels for the over-the-top compliments that he gets from his buddies that are all in the media. Like, put that to the side. McDaniels has been pretty good. They're scoring some points. It was a slow start in the first half yesterday, but they scored enough to win, and I think it's heading in a positive direction.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.